So today we celebrate the day on which our Lord took our human nature with him into the glory of heaven, as he ascended body and soul from the sight of his apostles and now sits at the right hand of the Father. The ascension was the transition point between this world and the next. You know, our Lord's life in this world with all of its struggles and with its trials, all of its labors and with its tears, and in an instant, he steps into eternity. And it's our hope as Christians that we will one day follow where our Lord has gone before us. You know, this is the ultimate hope of all Christians. You know, this is the goal of our lives. You know, the goal of the church is the salvation of souls. You know, the goal of our spiritual lives is to grow closer in union with our Lord, you know, to be purified of sin so that one day we can share in Christ's victory as well. So that where he has gone, we may one day follow. And as St. Paul calls it, the hope that belongs to his call and the riches and glory of his inheritance. But our Lord's victory wasn't automatic. You know, it was the culmination of a life of service, a life of self-sacrifice, and a life that was dedicated to doing the will of his heavenly Father. And so if we hope to one day follow where our Lord has gone for all eternity, you know, we have to follow our Lord's example of how he lived his life as well. You know, as Christians, our lives, the purpose of our lives here on earth is to serve Jesus Christ. And that should be our greatest effort in the focus of our lives, and what we do should first and foremost be a life of service to Christ. And so I want to spend a little bit of time reflecting on this past week and how we lived our lives, and to ask some questions to see, you know, if our focus is in the right place. You know, if we are living our lives in preparation for following where Christ has gone. And so the first question we can ask ourselves, and as we look over our past week, what was the primary focus in the way that we lived our life? What was the driving force? You know, if we look back on this past week, can we honestly say that we lived this week to serve Jesus Christ? You know, that the reason we went to work or the reason why we went to school was to serve Christ, to use the gifts that he's given us in order to advance his kingdom. Or would we say that we had ulterior motives? You know, that we were doing it for our own glory or to accumulate material possessions or for some other purpose? You know, what is the driving force that's motivating us? As we look over the past week, did our friendships, you know, and our family relationships, were they impacted by the teaching of Jesus Christ? You know, the way in which we related to our friends and to our family members, were they infused with the virtues of patience, of charity, and self-sacrifice? You know, did we attempt to use our friendships in order to lead people to Christ and to build virtue? Or were we just kind of living however we wanted to live and whatever felt good or most convenient at the time? Did we nurture our faith by acts of charity this past week? So the first thing that I think we can reflect on as we look at this past week, were we truly and authentically motivated by a desire to advance the kingdom of God and to serve Christ in the way that we lived our week? The second question, would we say that this past week that our prayer and the sacramental life of the church was central? You know, was that the source of our energy and the source of our motivation for living? Did we take the time and the opportunities that we had available to pray, to seek communion and strength from our Lord? Did we come to adoration or daily mass if we had the opportunity? Or did we use our free time for television or watch sports, YouTube, Facebook, whatever? Whatever distractions could come in, you know, which was more important? What was our focus? You know, if we're striving to serve our Lord, and if our goal is to enter into the glory of heaven and to follow where our Lord has ascended before us, then it's the life of the sacraments and the life of grace which should be central and which should motivate us. You know, many Catholics in this at this period of time find themselves skipping Sunday Mass fairly often, periodically. You know, if that's the case, we know we're not on the right path. because we know that there's other things that are taking precedence in our lives over following what our Lord asks of us. And so if that's the case, you know, it's a time for us to reevaluate our priorities and to focus on our goal. You know, if we desire to go where Christ has gone before us, then we need to orient our lives in that direction. And finally, a third question I would throw out for us to ask is, this past week, have we attempted to bring other people to Jesus Christ? You know, the very last command that our Lord gave us before he ascended into the glory of heaven, we heard in today's gospel. He says, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. That was his very last commandment. And so if we desire to follow where our Lord has gone, we should definitely listen to the commands he taught us, but in particular, the command he gave us right before he ascended into heaven, which was to proclaim the gospel. That is part of the responsibility of every single member of the church, is to proclaim the gospel. You know, if we have a true and authentic love for Jesus Christ, and if our love for God is the most important and the most central thing in our life, then it's only natural that we would want to share that with others and bring other people to share in our joy as well. And so evangelization, meaning introducing other people to Jesus Christ, is central to the mission of every single member of the church. And so as we look at this past week, have we attempted to invite others into a deeper relationship with Christ? You know, have we talked about our love for God? Do other people in our lives know that that is the most important thing in our lives? There's a special duty, of course, for parents to instill the faith carefully and actively in their children. And that's extremely important. But it's also important for us as members of the mystical body of Christ to be going beyond our families as well and introducing other people to know Jesus Christ. And so as we celebrate this feast day of the Ascension and we look to what our goal is and our ultimate hope, the purpose of our existence is to one day enter into union with God and to follow where Jesus Christ has gone into the glory of heaven. Have we lived this past week in a way that orients us in that direction? Have we followed the example that Christ gave us so that we can go where he has led before us? And if not, what are we going to change this upcoming week? Or what can we do differently in this upcoming week to be more faithful and to be better followers of Christ? How can we die more fully to worldly pursuits so that we can serve Christ with a more pure intention? You know, how can we make prayer and the sacraments more central to our lives? And how can we go about bringing other people and introducing them to Jesus Christ? You know, so as we approach this upcoming week, I encourage you to keep your sights set on Christ and his ascension into heaven as our goal, and to live by the Lord's example so that one day we can follow where the Lord has gone before us.